This is a new episode from a series of business growth podcasts presented to you by Answer Insight Transition and Scale Up. A series of business coaching sessions for business owners and leaders in Europe to support them in growing their businesses even in times of all-pervasive change and crisis. This episode is titled Beat the Disruption That Comes with the Transition or Scale Up of Your Business. COVID has thrown lots of organizations into all-pervasive change and crisis. They can either make the transition or scale up or cease to exist. But why do most companies struggle to transition or scale up, even when it is the only option? It is because this demands massive change. And this change generates stress within the organization. You are moving people away from their comfort zone towards the unknown and uncertainty. The bigger the change, the bigger the fear. As a leader, it is your responsibility to move your business from crisis to success. After creating over $35 million transformations, I'm sharing six factors that make all the difference. First, understand that it is your dream, not theirs, yet. You are the visionary. While you see major changes happening in the world, like a pandemic, economic crisis, forced industrial revolution, a great reset, digitization, green transition, etc., you see opportunities that your employees don't. You aspire for a new dream, but only you believe in it. And so you work like a lone wolf, but your team is drifting away. And you need your team to come along faster, because you can never turn your dream into reality alone. So what you must do first is make people buy into your dream. The clients, suppliers, associates, funders, employees who are aligned with your vision will be drawn to you. Those who are not will go away. You keep relentlessly pitching your dream because disruption and crisis are opportunities. And having that understanding is the second factor I want to talk about. You see, history is full of examples of some of the greatest businesses that were a byproduct of a recession. Smart entrepreneurs sniff new opportunities at the heart of every recession. As Richard Branson said, business opportunities are like buses. There is always another one coming. One way to spot these opportunities is to look at how and where you can add unique value to your customer. This means you will have to adapt, shift your business model and marketplace to serve what your customers want. For that, you need to have the right mindset. So, the third factor you need to understand is reframe struggle and lean into discomfort. The fact is, amid the struggle and crisis, the one who is willing to be the most uncomfortable will win. Let me explain. Every struggle we encounter is simply a mirror to help us improve and move forward. Access our leadership capabilities and rethink the company's future and strive towards it. The truth is to get up again and do whatever it takes to rise stronger is going to be uncomfortable. You have to bear the hat of a brave leader and change maker while embracing yourself as a human being with flaws and imperfections. This is why you must know the fourth factor, and it is your leadership really matters. On one side, there is disruption, uncertainty, and the organization falling into a downward death spiral. On the other side, there is profitability, sustainability, and success. Between the two stands the leader. You have to move the organization from the state of collective passivity and helplessness to one of ownership, engagement, and willingness. So how can you reverse this dynamic? Rewire your people's collective beliefs. How? By re-empowering people and insisting on dialogue, respect, and collaboration. And by replacing passivity and helplessness with new knowledge, skills, involvement, and initiative. This demands you to be a resilient leader with a positive, never giving up attitude. So here are a few tips to follow. 1. Keep calm and collected and push forward. 2. Show clear, strong, but empathic leadership. 3. Eradicate office politics and create safety and trust for employees. 4. Analyze and understand the root causes of the issues. 5. Keep your eyes on profitability and cash flow. 6. Move fast with vigilance. 7. Engage, energize, and develop your employees to get them unstuck. 8. Engage all the stakeholders and turn them into mentors and sponsors. 9. Dare to take tough decisions in a respectful and honorable way. 10. Rethink your business model and define the company's future. 11. Get out of your bunker, interact and connect. And 12. Find a trusted buddy or mentor so you will have a safe space to share what is happening and regain a clear perspective. You will need to decompress. As you build these leadership skills, here is the fifth factor you should know. Talk with your management team a lot. Chances are your people will lack confidence, skills, and knowledge for the transition or scaling. But they can't be pushed. Remember, the grass won't grow by pulling it. You need to make them feel safe and let the old go while doing it. They need to feel safe to get out of their limbic brain. This allows them to ask even silly questions, to understand your dream, understand their role, and how to become part of it, and share what they need to get the change to happen faster. They are going to stumble and will need your and your management team's help. What should you do as a leader? Calm your own mind and make yourself available to lead. Discuss the dream with them and include their ideas to move forward. Talk about the challenges you and they are facing. Create a safe space and help them decompress and gain perspective. When they are calm, you will see solutions emerging and problems getting solved. Use weekly strategic and planning dialogues to move your dream from your head into a collective dream. Now translate it together into a plan, into shared goals and responsibilities, and accountabilities. Understand together which skills and knowledge will need to be acquired through training, coaching, or hiring to get the job done. These strategic dialogues, if done right, will become a strong movement towards inclusion, involvement, ownership, connection, healthier dynamics, and paced problem solving, and a giant leap towards achieving goals collectively. I'm not a fan of vague cultural change programs that take months or years and lead nowhere. This is why you must understand the sixth factor. Build a hero army. By now, you would agree, you can never succeed as a lone wolf. You need an army who is aligned with your vision. I call this army a hero army. Your greatest role as a leader is to build one. How do you build a hero army? So, when the core talent of the business, the dynamos, the SWAT team, the top 15 to 20% of the company's talent, understand where the business is heading, have the skills to support, to move forward, and feel involved, loved, and appreciated, and coached into making results happen, you have a hero army. All the most successful businesses in the world have their hero army. To assemble one, you need to spot the right talents, develop them, nurture them, retain them, and deploy them in your strategy realization. Make it your favorite role to scout talent and develop it in your business. Most organizations ignore this. The bottom line is your hero army will be your first greatest asset. The second bottom line is, whatever you invest in your talent, you get tenfold back in terms of trust, loyalty, dedication, results, belonging, fun, and developing other people around them. Everyone you develop will go to develop again 5 to 10 people they lead. They will become the energy starters through your whole company and the ones who will bring others along. These people will be your winning league. Put them in charge of all your strategic projects once you have developed them. You will have your growth machine in place. Here is a recap. I hope you are beginning to see how you can turn your bold, ambitious goals into reality, even against a pandemic and global crisis. Let me quickly summarize what you can do as a leader to beat the disruption and make the transition or scale up happen. Be aware of the impact or pervasive change has on you and on your team. Get good at making people buy your dream and keep pitching it. See how and where you can add customer value during disruption and crisis. Get comfortable with discomfort. Remember, leadership will take you from crisis to success. Have those safe strategic conversations that lead to inclusion, ownership, and movement. Build a hero army that builds your dream business. This is how to make that transition or scale up happen successfully. This is how you can lead your organization from crisis to success. Thanks for listening, and I hope that you have enjoyed this episode of our business growth series of Answer Inside, Transition and Scale Up. If you found this useful content, please share in your network to support other entrepreneurs. We are working on more podcast coaching sessions. Follow me on LinkedIn and keep updated on the last publications. Speak soon on the next episode. Madia Mushtaq from Answer Inside, Transition and Scale Up.